Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute podcast journey of ours. It's the only podcast dedicated to Atlanta sports fans, covering all the teams and all the stories you care about the most. So thanks again for joining me and listening wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. And thanks for watching us on the live stream. It's always
fun. See you.
What's that?
Nobody can see you. This isn't live.
Well, not yet, but there's an advertiser somewhere that just think about the opportunity to watch this live.
You're not a cam girl.
Who is that voice, by the way? All right, let's get right to it. We had a big weekend filled with lots of dubs, lots of big wins to talk about locally. You get the feeling that, and we'll get to the football weekend in a second, that we need to really embrace one of these local weekends filled with all kinds of football wins and baseball wins, because you just don't know how much they come around. In fact, this is the first time you had three Braves wins, a Georgia Tech win, a Georgia win, and a Falcon win on the same weekend since 2017. So good job by all the local teams. We'll get to the football in a minute. Let's start with the Braves, who are trying to close out the NL East for a fourth straight season. Braves sweep the scheduled series with the Padres, but it was filled with plenty of scary moments. Thank you, Will Smith. Braves beat the Padres 4-3 yesterday to lower their magic number to 5, push their lead in the East to 2.5 games over the Phillies, 3 in the all-important loss column. And again, Will Smith is just going to cause heart issues all around the city. Last night's ninth inning, Smith walks 3, strikes out 3. He did hold on for his 35th save. It's a tightrope act every single time out, and it will be for this final week and then into the postseason. Snit is dug in now. That's his closer, and he's not going to change it. I mean, that's pretty clear. He brought him in Friday night in suspended game when he had other options in that spot with a guy like Tatis coming up. Snit is dug in on this stuff. Back to the big picture. Braves finished their West Coast trip at 7-3, 7-4 if you count the suspended game, but that goes on the home record. I think that's really impressive considering the circumstances. Braves finished the season with a 46-35 road record, which is really impressive. Yesterday's game, you got the Jock Peterson solo home run to give the Braves a lead. Darno adds an RBI double, and A-Day Adrianza bloops a single in that Trent Grisham breaks back on and couldn't get to in time. 3-0 Braves. Padres would answer with a 3-spot in the fifth inning. Braves would get the lead right back with Orlando Arcia coming up with an opposite field triple to take that 4-3 lead, and that's how the game would end. Braves went the bullpen game yesterday with Jesse Chavez as the opener, and he pitched fine in his inning and a third. Smiley an inning and two-thirds scoreless. Jacob Webb struggled again, which was not fun to watch. He pitched an inning and two-thirds, gave up 4 hits and 3 runs. Then Minter, scoreless third of an inning. Rich Rod, two-thirds scoreless. Matzik, scoreless inning. Luke Jackson looked really good in his inning in a third of scoreless. And then Will Smith survived that ninth inning. I thought the biggest win of the year came Saturday night when the Braves won 10-8 in 10 innings. Just huge, considering the Phillies had won earlier in the day. Had the Braves lost that game, the lead would have been down to a half a game. But instead, the Braves, who were down 3-0 early, came back to tie it. Then down 7-3, came back to tie it. And down 8-7 with two outs and two strikes in the ninth, they get the Eddie Rosario single to even the game at 8-8, score 2 in the 10th, and they won. And then the scheduled game one Friday night against the Padres. I mean, what else can you say about Max Fried and his dominance? Max has become the ace of this staff. All due respect to Charlie Morton, who's been really good. Max is on an unbelievable roll. I saw it was the highest game score for a Braves pitcher with a complete game and no walks since Julio Teheran did that back on June 19th, 2016 against the Mets. Fried also faced the fewest batters in any complete game by a Braves since that Teheran game as well. So Max is just doing big things. The Braves did lose the suspended game 6-5. Duvall hit that game-tying homer in the sixth, and Will Smith gave it up to Tatis in the seventh inning. Snit's confidence in the guy, I mean, it's loyalty to a fault, and you're watching it play out. So here we are now where the Braves have a day off. They'll host the Phillies for three games, starting tomorrow night, and then the Mets for three to close out the regular season. We all hope the Braves will not have to make up the Colorado game that was rained out a few weeks ago. The lead is 2.5 in the East, 3 in the all-important loss column, magic number 5 to win the East for a fourth straight season. We're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you enjoyed a football weekend there, or you will enjoy a football weekend or postseason baseball. Daily Draft is in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. You can go online to thedailydraft.net, peruse the menu, see some of the great things they have going on, like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night. And when you walk through the doors, you're going to see the ultimate sports bar experience. Wall-to-wall flat screens, a great view of every game. One of the biggest massive screens in all the city for you to get a front row seat to watch your games there. A chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps. You're going to love The Daily Draft. Go for lunch today. If you mention this podcast, The Daily 10, they'll take 10% off your lunch order. Again, the promo code is The Daily 10 for 10% off your lunch order. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the Atlanta professional football team who won a football game. Their first win since November 29th, 2020. They beat the Giants 17-14. They closed it out on a 40-yard game-winning field goal by Younghoe Koo. It was an ugly game on both sides. But who cares when you win the game? I have a pretty specific rule that I don't bitch and complain about wins. My sports life is too short and been too miserable to complain even about the ugliness of that game for the first three quarters. Give the Falcons defense credit. They made a bunch of plays. Dante Fowler had a key sack and a forced fumble on the Giants' final drive. New York recovered, but it pushed the Giants back to a long second down. And then on third down, they just had a check down to Saquon Barkley and punt. Grady Jarrett had a big sack on the Giants' first drive of the game to force the Giants into a third and long and eventually a field goal. You got an Isaiah Oliver forced fumble that the Falcons would give right back, but again, a good job by Oliver. And I thought Foye Aluakon and Deion Jones both played well, so you had some defensive stuff that worked. Offensively, it was a different story. I mean, again, it was ugly for three quarters. Matt Ryan finished the game 27 for 36, 243 yards, couple of TDs. The Falcons lived underneath with the short passing game throughout, and maybe that's just to counter the fact that they know they can't hold up against quality pass rush. I don't know, but it was boring at times. It was frustrating at other times. In the fourth quarter, though, let's give Matt Ryan some credit. He was 11 for 12 passing for 118 yards and a touchdown. He also made two key throws to set up the game-winning kick by Koo, kind of a throwback to the Matt Ryan early years where they would be tied late and Ryan would lead them to a drive for a game-winning score. Ryan was 3 for 3 on third down in the fourth quarter. Plus, he got the pass interference call on the throw to Kyle Pitts in the end zone that set up the game-tying touchdown. Matt also got a big break on an overthrow that was either to Pitts or Alameda Zaccheaus. It was such a bad throw, I couldn't tell. But Adoree Jackson, the Giants DB, dropped an easy pick in the end zone that could have changed the whole outcome of that game. The Falcons offense found the right time to put up some of their biggest offensive plays in the fourth quarter. The Falcons had a 26-yard play, a 28-yard play, 25-yard play, and a 14-yard play on a second and 16. So they stepped up big. It wasn't pretty, but as I said, who cares? It's their first win in a very long time. They'll host Washington coming up Sunday at 1 at MBS with a chance to get back to 500. Now, Georgia, onto the college football weekend. They didn't have any of those issues. They squeaked by Vandy 62-0 on Saturday. So that 62-0 score by Georgia, it's the largest in any SEC game since a 75-0 win over Florida in 1942 for Georgia. If Kirby was cruel, Georgia could have easily broken that record. I mean, they were up 35-0 with 3 minutes to go in the first. They could have scored 80, 90 if they felt like it. There are so many impressive numbers from the Georgia win, but I'll go with a couple of my favorites. The Georgia defense held Vanderbilt to 77 total yards in the game. Let me repeat, 77. Georgia also forced 3 turnovers, so the defense continues to be fantastic. Offensively, Georgia put up 524 yards. Game was done, you know, from the jump, but it was done officially midway through the first when Georgia scored one possession after another. JT Daniels only played the first quarter. He finished 9 for 10 for a 129 through the air and a couple of touchdowns. Bring on Stetson Bennett and Carson Beck. George also rushed for 241 yards in the game. And I love the imagination you got out of Todd Monken, even in a game that was never going to be in doubt. Just let other teams have stuff to prepare for. Brock Bowers scored three times, two receiving touchdowns, and an inside little counter handoff that he took to the end zone. Redshirt freshman wide receiver Ladd McConkie scored twice, one through the air and then one on a rushing touchdown. So it was all the stuff on display that you want to see out of an offensive coordinator. Georgia will host Arkansas, who is now in the top 10. A matchup of top 10 teams in Athens, number 2 Georgia, number 8 Arkansas, with College Game Day from ESPN on the scene coming up in Athens Saturday morning. So it should be fun. To Georgia Tech, who had their way with North Carolina at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They won 45-22. It was the return of Jeff Sims, and I mean the really good version of Jeff Sims, the quarterback at Georgia Tech, who came off the bench to kind of get the offense in gear. Jordan Yates and the offense didn't do a bunch, but Sims came in, went 10 for 13 through the air, 112 yards passing and a touchdown. But what he did with his legs makes him so dynamic and scary. 10 rushes, 128 yards, three touchdowns on the ground. North Carolina had no answers for Sims with his legs. And again, through the air, he was just incredibly efficient. If Georgia Tech can look like anything close to that offensively, they become pretty interesting because their defense is salty. Georgia Tech's defense sacked Sam Howell 8 times. They forced 3 North Carolina turnovers. They harassed Howell all night long. That's easily the best win of the Jeff Collins era, which also adds to more questions of how the heck you could ever lose to Northern Illinois, but whatever. Big win. Now they've got to try to back it up against Pitt Saturday in Atlanta on the flats at noon and take some of the positive momentum. And they took some of that off the good performance, at least defensively against Clemson. They rolled it into this win over North Carolina. So dubs all around. Big wins everywhere. Braves win 3. Falcons win their first. Georgia Tech blows out Carolina. Georgia blows out Vandy. Hell, even Georgia State came within an eyelash of pulling a big upset over Auburn on the road this past Saturday. More weekends like this is what I will sign up for right now. If you guys will sign up to go grab lunch, you should do it at the Daily Draft. Downtown Woodstock, right there in the heart of Woodstock on Main Street. You can go to thedailydraft.net. Check out their game day platter, their tailgate box, and have lunch with a 10% discount when you mention The Daily 10. I'll be on the radio in Atlanta on 680 The Fan today, and we're back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a 3-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.